This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. You know, we should really call President Trump the fraud detector or the fraud exposer or something. This ballot fraud that we're seeing right now, this is just the latest in a string of frauds that has been exposed as elements of the deep state and institutions of society have all tried to destroy Trump. It's all blown up in their faces. For example, the mainstream media has been exposed as a total fraud because they tried to destroy Trump with their lies and they got caught. And now most people in America understand that the media is nothing but lies. Same thing with COVID-19 and the science journals. The science fraud, you know, China and Obama conspired to build the bioweapon and release it and destroy Trump, right? Or at least elements of Obama's administration, such as Dr. Fauci. And in doing so, they exposed the total fraud of the vaccine industry and the CDC and the WHO and all these other elements of science journals that are total liars, like The Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine and so on. Total fraud. Every time they try to destroy Trump, they get exposed for their total fraud. Well, now they've rigged the election. You know, they rigged the votes. They stuffed the ballot boxes, essentially, in Wisconsin and Michigan and in Georgia and North Carolina and other places. And they've been caught. You know, when 200,000 votes magically appear for Joe Biden in the middle of the night, while there's zero votes that appear for Trump during that same time period. Huh. That's ballot fraud. That's election rigging. And I think most people did not have a real understanding of the depth of the ballot fraud and election rigging that has taken place in the United States until now. In fact, I mean, think about big tech and censorship. Most people didn't believe censorship was that bad until they tried to use censorship to destroy Trump, you know, censoring the New York Post story and so on. And big tech got exposed and they failed to destroy Trump. And so now America is going through what I would say is a necessary waking up stage, a necessary process of becoming aware of the fraud of the Democrat-run ballot systems and voting systems. And, you know, the backlash against the fraud that the Democrats have carried out will probably lead to nationwide calls for voter ID and in-person voting. Because all this fraud has been achieved by Democrats just mailing out unsolicited ballots, tens of millions of them, all over the country. And then people just hold on to those and they collect them by the thousands. And then they just fill out all those ballots for Biden and dump them in at 4 a.m, you know, in downtown Milwaukee or, you know, or wherever, Philadelphia. That's what was happening. Well, the backlash against this is going to be huge. The ballot fraud system that the Democrats have been using in every election for generations is about to be exposed. And it's going to be exposed by Trump's lawyers, like, what's her name, Harmeet Dhillon, Rudy Giuliani, maybe Tom Fitton will be part of this. Lots of people. I know Newt Gingrich is on top of a lot of this. Trump's lawyers are just going on attack now to expose this massive fraud. In fact, Trump already declared victory in Michigan once the fraud is overcome. And in Michigan, there were 138,000 fraudulent votes that appeared for Joe Biden in the middle of the night. You know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and just boom, oh, is it suddenly plus 100,000 for Biden. It's all fraud, and it's going to be exposed. So what's amazing to me is this learning process that America has gone through, aided by President Trump. President Trump is basically taking us all by the hand and saying, let me show you how fraudulent and corrupt and criminal the Democrats are and the media is and big tech is. I'm going to show you these things by exposing them as they try to attack me and destroy me, the president. And that's exactly what he's doing. He is, it, you know, it's amazing. It's like he has made himself the target He has exposed himself. And, you know, I almost hate to use this comparison, because I'm not saying that he's like Jesus Christ or anything, but it's kind of like Jesus on the cross saying, I will bear the burden of your sins. In a similar way, and again, I'm not saying that Trump is a Christ-like person at all. He's not. But God does use people for purposes to achieve God's goals, even if that person isn't a perfect person, and frankly, none of us are. But Trump is sort of like on the cross saying, I'm going to show you, I am going to take the beatings. I'm going to take the nails driven through my wrists and my ankles. I'm going to take the defamation and the attacks. And in doing so, by sacrificing myself upon this cross, I'm going to show you, I'm going to expose the evil and the criminality and the fraud of all of these institutions and the Democrat Party that have been rigging votes and rigging free speech and rigging science and rigging the media and rigging education, rigging everything for generations. Trump has exposed it. He has made the demons crawl out from under their rocks and expose themselves for what they really are. And that's extraordinary. That's why I think in retrospect, we're going to look back at this attempted election theft by the Democrats, and we are going to really thank Trump and thank God that this happened, because without this happening, we would not have seen it with such clarity. Most people just have no idea that this is going on. Most people think that, well, Democrats must be winning because they're the most popular. No, they're not. Their ideas are not popular at all. Why do you think Biden couldn't get anybody to show up at his rallies? Almost nobody in America really voted for Biden, you know, compared to Trump. It wasn't even close. The real vote was probably 60 to 70% Trump. But through all the rigging and the ballot fraud and, you know, in Michigan, dead people voting, there one person voted who was born in 1850. Obviously no longer living. Doesn't matter. In Michigan, you can vote when you're dead as long as you vote for Democrats. But this is all being exposed. And Trump is making it happen. It's extraordinary. It's really extraordinary. I mean, who else could have achieved this in less than 4 years, exposing the lies of big tech, the lies of the media, the lies of the fake science industry, the lies of the bioweapons, the lies of the deep state, the swamp creatures, the Obama holdovers, and now the lies of the voting elements, you know, the elections institutions in Democrat cities and Democrat states, all being exposed as total frauds. And frankly, Trump should, I don't know he'll do this, he may not need to, but I wouldn't be surprised if he came out and just said, I'm going to make an announcement that this election that we just had is null and void for the following reasons: massive fraud, no voter ID, dead people voting, ballot box stuffing, you know, suppression of Republican votes, burning of ballots from Republicans, and so on. This election is null and void. We're going to have a do-over, and we're going to have voter ID nationwide for the do-over. You know, that's, frankly, we should all stand up and demand that, because I don't think that Trump himself has the power to call for all that, but we the people certainly do. Especially if we the people show up with, you know, 500,000 armed patriotic Americans carrying their AR-15s in Washington, D.C. after being called up by the president, who can activate the militia at any moment, and just saying, look, we're going to have a fair and free election. We're going to stop the censorship by big tech, going to march in there, arrest all the big tech CEOs, seize those companies, force them to stop their censorship. And on top of that, we're going to have, you know, nationwide voter ID, like I said. We're going to have honest elections, and then we're going to see who the winner really is. Because in that election, Trump would win by, like I said, 60 to 70% of the votes, because Democrat ideas are not popular at all. People don't like Democrat ideas. They're horrific. But this is a process that our country is going through. And it's going to be a painful process. It'll probably lead to civil war at some point, but it's a necessary process. So almost said trust the plan. I'm not talking about Q. I'm more talking about just a divine plan. God wants us to see this, I think. God wants us to wake up and realize that if we don't defend our nation, we will lose it. So it's time to really defend it. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com or follow my tweets, my social media posts at Brighteon.social.